An Oklahoma judge has ruled that Johnson & Johnson has to pay $572 million for damages stemming from the state's opioid epidemic. It's the first court ruling against a drug manufacturer in connection with the nationwide problem. According to the Washington Post, more than 400,000 people have died of overdoses from painkillers, heroin, and illegal fentanyl in the last 20 years. Judge Thad Balkman said Johnson & Johnson purposely downplayed the danger of opioids and oversold their benefits.
The opioid crisis has ravaged the state of Oklahoma. It must be abated immediately.
Plaintiffs in other opioid-related lawsuits nationwide cheered the ruling, saying they hope it's a sign of things to come. A Johnson & Johnson attorney has said the company plans to appeal. Lenny Bernstein is a health and medicine reporter for The Washington Post. Lenny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So talk about the significance of this half-a-billion-dollar settlement, though still subject to appeal.
Right. The significance is that this is a landmark. It's the first time that a judge or jury has held a drug manufacturer, a pharmaceutical company, culpable in the epidemic of prescription opioid deaths and addiction. It's the first case of many that will be coming down the pike. But its significance is less in the money, although certainly that's a lot of money, than in the fact that the judge heard 7 weeks of testimony and essentially agreed with the state's argument, basically all of the state's arguments, and disagreed with Johnson & Johnson's.
Now, this is a state of Oklahoma court, so this isn't necessarily precedent for a federal lawsuit or a lawsuit in another state, right?
No, that's a really good point. There are 40-odd states lined up to do the very same thing with different companies, but they have different laws, they have different defendants involved. Some are suing Johnson & Johnson, some are suing other companies. There are all kinds of characteristics of their lawsuits that may not necessarily be true here. That being said, it's not bad and probably encouraging that a judge found Johnson & Johnson culpable when they produce about 1% of the drugs of the opioids consumed in Oklahoma. So if you're a state and you're thinking of suing someone that, or you have sued someone that produces a lot more, that's pretty good.
And Johnson & Johnson is kind of a unique case. As you say, they don't produce a lot of the drugs themselves, but if I understand this correctly, Lenny, they produce a lot of the raw materials that then another company might use to produce a painkiller.
Yes, at one time they did. They owned these two companies. One was called Tasmanian Alkaloids, and the other one was called Naramco. And between the two of them, they would grow the poppies. They would take the material from the poppies. They would refine it into various what they call active pharmaceutical ingredients. They would bring it over to the United States and they would sell it to other companies that then converted it into pills and distributed those pills around the state. So in that way, they were involved in about 60% of the opioids that were distributed around the state. The judge said, hey, that's enough. That's culpability right there. He also agreed with the contention that Johnson & Johnson was part of this misinformation deception campaign that the pharmaceutical industry took part in. They organized it, and they basically said to doctors, these things are not as addictive as people tell you, and they're much more effective for minor aches and pains, and it's okay to use them.
And that last part, Lenny, is key to a lot of these lawsuits, right? Not just that, hey, you made and distributed these medications, which do have valid uses, but the case is that Johnson & Johnson and other companies misled, I guess maybe intentionally misled, doctors and patients about the risks and benefits.
Yeah, that's a really critical point. So they would go into doctors. This came out at trial. They would go into doctors and they would say, look, you know, you guys have been using this for surgical pain, for cancer pain, for end-of-life care, but it's really not as addictive as you think it is. There's a lot of pseudo-addiction. They coined this term pseudo-addiction, and they were telling doctors that these people aren't really addicted. They just want they're in pain, and so they need more painkiller. And they trained their sales reps on how to downplay the risk and consequences of addiction. And the judge said that that was a very key point in his ruling against them.
Talking to Lenny Bernstein from the Washington Post, looking at an opioid lawsuit ruling, this one in the state of Oklahoma, saying Johnson & Johnson has to pay up $500 million. Lenny, how many lawsuits? Just give us a sense of all the lawsuits that are out there right now. This is one among many.
It is. We have two sets of lawsuits. We have 40-odd states lined up to sue in state courts, and they are doing it that way because they have concluded that they have significant advantages in state courts. Then we have over 2,000 cities, counties, Native American tribes, hospital groups, anyone who's basically filed a suit. They've taken all of those and they've consolidated them in this enormous lawsuit in Cleveland before a federal judge. It's called a multi-district litigation. Anybody who filed anywhere around the country, localities and others, Wisconsin and everywhere else, they've put them in this giant group. That's going to start with two counties, Cuyahoga and Summit, Ohio, in October. They're like, they call them the bellwether cases. They're test cases to see how it's going to go.
We see just this afternoon now, Purdue Pharma, makers of OxyContin, a lot of people have painted them as a big bad guy in this case. They say they're offering up to $12 billion to settle a lot of these lawsuits and get out of this big lawsuit. What do we know about that so far?
I'm afraid I just got off an airplane from Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay.
In the last hour. I've read that story. I'm checking into it, but I'm afraid that I don't know whether it's true or not.
But this,
I read what NBC says.
But this could be a trend where a lot of these companies, especially after seeing this lawsuit you were in Oklahoma covering, wanting to maybe settle now and not risk what could come out of these suits.
Definitely. Now, there have been settlement talks all along, and Judge Polster in the MDL up in Ohio has for the past 2 years been encouraging a settlement. He said, listen, neither of you want to go to trial on this. The best thing to do is settle here. So there have been talks off and on all along. But yes, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that Purdue and other drug companies will be incentivized to settle now that they know the first number, the one that Johnson & Johnson has to pay. Some people thought it was going to be a lot larger than that. And so perhaps I guarantee you that today, everybody involved in all of this, both the states and the counties and the cities and the drug companies, they're all weighing their strategies in light of the Johnson & Johnson number.
Right. You mentioned people were looking for a higher number. Prosecutors, I understand, were saying not $500 million, but $17.5 billion spread out to help provide things like drug treatment over a longer period. So they fell well short of what they were looking for.
So we have to be careful with that a little bit. It was $17.5 billion over 30 years. Mm-hmm. If you divide that up, it doesn't come out to much different than $600 million a year. It's roughly in that ballpark. But what Judge Bachman said was, I can give you a one-year number. I see how much it's going to cost you for 1 year of abating the drug epidemic. What I didn't get sufficient evidence on was years 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on into the future. So he said, I feel comfortable giving you $572 million for 1 year. After that, I haven't seen sufficient evidence. So the math kind of works out similarly. But yes, in aggregate, they got much less than they asked for.
What cases are you watching for next after this one shoe dropped in Oklahoma?
Well, the big case is the MDL, the Ohio one that starts in October. Jury selection is October 15th. The two bellwether counties are Cuyahoga and Summit. They have sued some 24 companies, including Johnson & Johnson. They've sued. One thing that's real interesting about that case is it's not just manufacturers. They've sued distributors, and they've sued the large retail pharmacy chains. So there are a lot more factors involved there. There are hundreds and hundreds of lawyers involved from all different sides. And that's kind of the granddaddy of all of these cases. There are other state cases coming down the road. I can't, off the top of my head, tell you which is the very next one, but all eyes will be turning to Ohio next.
And Lenny, in our last minute or so, do we know if this has changed the way drug manufacturers and distributors are doing business?
I think as a society, we are drastically pulling back on opioids. Yes, I would say that many of these companies, now that they are getting their feet held to the fire, They are starting to change. But what's really happened is that opioid prescribing has gone from 255 million prescriptions in 2012 to 190 million prescriptions in 2017, and it's still going down after that. Everybody has gotten much more careful, from the doctors to the pharmacists to the VA to the companies themselves. There is definitely a pullback on opioids in America, prescription opioids.
Lenny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Lenny Bernstein, health and medicine reporter at The Washington Post. We talked about an Oklahoma judge ordering the company Johnson & Johnson to pay $500 million for its role in the state's opioid crisis. State attorneys were asking for $17.5 billion, but as Lenny said, that would be over 30 years. It was the first ruling against a company in more than 2,000 opioid lawsuits across the country. We'll be waiting for the results and the trials in a federal lawsuit, plus state lawsuits in a number of states as well.